感谢主，让我们有这个机会，再次能够见面，彼此有交通。
I thank the Lord that once again He has given us this opportunity, so we meet again and we could fellowship together.
主给我们这么好的天气啊。
And the Lord has given us such a pleasant weather.
我们这是盼望这两天，主的恩典。也能够丰丰富富的临到我们。
So I hope in these few days that the Lord's grace will also be, poured upon us so abundantly.
那这一次呢，那我想要和弟兄姊妹们哈来讲到基督徒的自由。
Now this time I would like to share with you on Christian's freedom.
主若许可，我们有三次的信息。
Lord willing, we would have three messages.
今天晚上呢，我们要讲到基督徒在生命的成长上需要自由。
Now, tonight we will fellowship on the freedom of Christian's growth.
明天我们交通到在侍奉和敬拜上需要自由。
Tomorrow we'll talk about the freedom that we need in service and in worship.
主日呢，我们要讲到这个，如何来运用这个自由。
And on Sunday, we would like to share on how to apply this freedom.
还加上一堂礼拜六晚上，我们有一堂的交通的时间。
And Saturday night, we would have the time for sharing.
我们都晓得我们已经生活在一个很自由的国家里。
We all know that we've already, been living in such a free country.
这个自由给我们带了很多的方便。
And this freedom has brought us so many conveniences.
那人活在这个世界上都知道自由是很重要。
As we live in this world, we all know that how important freedom is.
那么在属灵的事情上面。
In spiritual matters.
自由同样是重要。
Freedom is also very crucial.
我们知道主到地上来就是为着要释放我们。
We know that the Lord came to the world in order to set us free.
那个意思也就是主要给我们有很多的自由。
It's also saying that the Lord wants to give us so much freedom.
今天教会呢，从外表上看起来好像似乎是十分的自由。
Now today, outwardly speaking, that the church seems to be very free.
但是你如果有点属灵的眼光的话呢？
But if you do have some spiritual perspective,
感觉今天的教会呢，在各样不同的形式的捆绑里面。
You will know that the church today actually is bound in different formats of bondage.
所以这一次呢，我们有一个机会呢，我们大家一同来交通关于基督徒的自由。
So, tonight we do have this opportunity to share different aspects of Christian with freedom.
我们来看一看到底什么是基督徒的自由。
So let's now consider together what is the freedom of Christians.
那么这个自由对于我们到底有什么样的重要性
？And how important is it to us as Christians?
我想开头我们大家一同来读一点圣经。
First, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's first read Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第一节
Verse 1
基督释放了我们叫我们得以自由所以要站立得稳不要再被奴仆的轭辖制
Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage
第十三节
Verse 13
弟兄们你们蒙召是要得自由只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会总要用爱心互相服侍
For you brethren have been called to liberty only do not use liberty as an opportunity for flesh but through love serve one another
我们再看约翰福音第八章
The Gospel according to John chapter 8
约翰福音第八章
The Gospel according to John chapter 8.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
35 and 36. 奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
好，我们再读一处哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十七节
Verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我想我们都很清楚啊，在主的救恩中啊，我们每一个基督徒都是自由人。
I suppose we all know this very clearly, that in the Lord's salvation, every Christian is free.
我们已经是神的儿女，我们不是奴仆。
We are children of God already, we're not slaves.
我们从前没有得救的时候呢？
Before we're saved,
我们是罪的奴仆。
We are slaves to sin.
我们因怕死而为奴仆。
And also, for fear of death, we are death slaves.
但是如今呢，我们知道我们已经是神的儿女。
But today, now, we know that we're God's children.
仇敌不再是我们的主人。
So the enemy is no longer our master.
我们应该是一个自由人。
We should be free beings.
那么，保罗呢，在加拉太书呢，哈。他对于我们这些已经得着自由的人呢，有一个很重要的提醒。
Now Paul in the book of Galatians has a very important reminder for all of us who have been saved.
他说基督已经使我们自由了。
He says that Christ has made us free.
但是呢，你不要被奴仆的轭辖制住。
But do not be entangled again by the yoke of slave.
所以这句话告诉我们，你虽然已经蒙恩得救，是个自由人。
So this verse tells us that although you are saved by grace, you are free.
但是很可能呢，你还会被一个东西叫做奴仆的轭把你辖制住。
But it's very possible that you will be entangled again by the yoke of bondage.
啊，所以基督徒要非常的防备这个奴仆的轭。
So Christians have to be very careful.Beware of this yoke of bondage.
我们晓得一个犯人呢被关在监牢里面。
We know that when a criminal is shut up in a prison.
那么他上这个脚镣手铐。
The shackles, the stocks would be put on him.
当这个法官宣布说你现在自由了，你可以出去了。
But when the judge claims that now you are free, you can go out.
我们会不会哈？这个还带着脚镣手铐呢，从这个监狱里出来呢？
Will we come out of the prison with all the chains fetters upon us?
如果这样出来是一个很奇怪的现象，对不对？
Well, if you would come out like this, isn't it such a strange thing?
你知道在圣经里面哈，也有一幅图画，来说明这个事情。
You know, in the Bible.There is also a picture to explain this thing.
在约翰福音第十一章啊。
In John 11.
我们晓得拉撒路死了。
We know Lazarus died.
已经埋在坟墓里面。
And he was buried in the tomb.
后来主耶稣来到坟墓的跟前。
And then the Lord Jesus came before the tomb.
他叫人把那坟墓的石头挪开。
He told people to roll away the stone.
然后他就大声的呼喊说：“拉撒路出来！”
Then he cried out aloud and saying, "Lazarus.Come forth.
拉撒路真的出来了。
And then Lazarus indeed came out.
但是出来的情形很奇怪啊。
But it's a very strange phenomenon when he came out.
他是怎么出来的呢？
How did he come out?
那个我想圣经描述他不是走出来的。
And as the Bible describes it,
他好像大概这么蹦出来，这样出来。
He did not walk out of the tomb. He probably jumped.
啊，因为什么呢？当他出来的时候，所有人都看见那个头上还裹着布啊，这个身上都被布裹着的。
Because as he came out, everybody looked at him, seeing he has been bound with all the cloth all over his body.
所以主说，解开叫他走。
Therefore, the Lord says, loosen him, let him go.
所以今天呢，把他解开来之后呢， 然后呢，拉撒路才真正的自由了。
So they loosened him, and then Lazarus at this time was really free.
你知道圣经记载这幅图画？
You know that when the Bible reports,
就是提醒我们。
It's just to remind us.
今天很多基督徒是蒙恩得救了。
Today, so many Christians are being saved by grace.
但出来的时候啊，这个头上还裹着金呢。
But when they come out, they are still being bound.
这个身上还裹着布呢。
With all the cloths all over his their bodies.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要小心那个奴仆的轭。
Brothers and sisters, let's be aware of this.Yoke of bondage.
啊，这个奴仆的轭，它有一个辖制的力量。
Because this yoke of bondage has this power to constrain you.
圣经说这个辖制呢，就是被它所制服。
And the Bible tells us that this bondage is to control you, over you.
这个字也有一个意思是陷阱，你掉在里面。
It also means a trap. You fall into it.
所以，弟兄姊妹们。我们蒙恩得救之后
so, brothers and sisters, after we are saved,
我们需要活在一种自由的光景
we have to live in this condition of being free.
我们晓得一个基督徒脱离罪恶这个还是消极的东西
we know it's a very passive thing for a Christian to be set free from sin
神为什么要让我们自由呢
why does God want to make us free
第一个重要的意义
the first very important meaning is
就是因为神要我们的生命能够成长的像神所要的光景。
The first meaning is that God wants our life to be able to grow like the Christ.
我们都知道一个生命呢如果要生长得好
We all know that for a life to grow well
需要很多种的条件对不对
It has so many conditions that have to be met.
我们看见无论在天然界里面在属灵界里面这个原则都是一样
The same principle applies both in the natural and spiritual condition.
因为年轻弟兄姊妹告诉我啊，一个植物它要生长的是条件需要哪些条件呢
Young brothers and sisters, tell me, what are the conditions for a plant to grow well?
你们有没有养过那些什么小花小草的
Have you ever planted any flowers?
啊，第一个需要什么
First, what do you need?
啊需要什么？没关系，讲错也不要紧。需要什么
？Just speak out.
Water， 对吧？第一个是需要 water， 对不对？哎，那个植物要好，你要浇水呀、啊。你每天不浇水，它就死掉了。所以第一个需要水，对不对
？So you need water first because you have to water the plant every day. Without water, it simply dies.
那还有呢？不光是水啊，还有什么
？Anything else？
啊 ？Sunshine， 哎，对呀、啊。啊，需要 sunshine， 对不对
？Sunshine。
哎呀，我在家里常常看见我的姊妹啊，她是把这个花盆呢、啊、搬来搬去的啊。
At home, my wife always moves the plant pots all over the places.
哎，我说你搬了干？哦，她说这个花需要阳光。
And she would tell me that because this plant needs the sun.
啊，我们都知道植物要长得好需要阳光，对不对
？So we all know that for plants to grow well.They need the sunshine.
那么还有呢？还有呢？嗯，啊 ，soil， 对，有需要好的土壤。
They need good soil.
啊，那个就是需要这个土壤对于植物来讲就是食物了，需要 food， 对不对
？Soil is simply the plant's food, right？
啊，需要好的土壤。
So plants need good soil.
啊，需要有这个肥料的加上去的土壤。
And also a fertilized soil.
那还有呢
？Anything else？
还啊
，care，
需要照顾啊，这个照顾不算一个条件啊。
I don't suppose that's one of the.
还需要什么东西？空气，对了，哎，人讲了，
air.
哎，没有空气也不行的。
Without air, they cannot grow.
啊，还有没有啊
？Anything else？
啊，这你们看，这么重要的东西大家都想不到啊。
Wind.
需要自由的环境。
They need a free environment.
啊，所以你看，一个植物如果要生长得好，至少有这五个条件，对不对
？So you see, for a plant to grow well, it at least needs these five.
需要水
，water.
需要阳光
，sunshine.
需要空气
，air.
需要食物
，food.
需要自由的环境
，and also a free environment.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵的生命上面来讲，原则是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same principle for our spiritual life.
彼得告诉我们，我们一蒙恩得救，重生之后，神就把一个生命的种子种在我们的里面。
Peter tells us that once we are born again, God has planted in us the seed of word, a life.
那么这个生命的种子它要开始生长。
And this seed of life needs to grow.
第一个，它就需要水。
First, it needs water.
需要生命的水的供应。
It needs the water of life to supply it.
需要里面是滋润的。
It needs this kind of nourishment.
我们这个人呢，圣经形容好像是一块土一样。
The Bible describes us as a piece of land.
这个土呢，如果要让这个种子能够生长的话呢，它必须要是湿润的啊，有滋润的。
This soil has to be moisture.
难怪有很多基督徒，你看见那个生命呢不能长。
Why is it so many Christians' life cannot grow?
为什么不能长呢？
Why is
这个里面都是干的。
It's because within it they are dry.
弟兄姊妹，你感觉你今天属灵的生命是在一种滋润的状态中呢，还是在一种枯干的状态里呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel your spiritual life is in the condition of being nourished or being dry?
在正常的情况里面啊，我们这个里面应该是满有水分。
In a normal circumstance, within us we should be filled with water.
你没有那个加水的话，那个不会长的。
Without the water, the plant simply does not grow.
你要知道，有了水呀，这个植物就能活了。
You know that as long as you have water, the plant will grow.
好多年前呢，我家后面哈有一棵小花。
Many years ago, in the in my backyard, there is a tree.
因为我们家后院呢，那个土地呀不太好。
Because the soil in my backyard isn't that good.
这个底下一层呢都是粘土。
And under this top soil is something very sticky.
所以那个水呀、啊，那个积存的只有一点点，那根呢，那个树的根呢，这扎不下去。
So the plant's root cannot grow downward.
尤其到了夏天的时候呢，这个太阳一出来，那整个树叶都是这样。
Especially during the a hot day, all the leaves are all droopy.
所以好了，我来跟他奋斗啊。
So I say, okay, I'll tackle this problem.
我就拿那个水管那个对着它直灌。
So I just brought the water hose just to shoot out all the water upon it.
哇，第二天你看它是这样子。
And on the second day, you see all the leaves were wide open.
但经过了一整天，太阳一晒，它又这样。
But after a whole day, sun scorching heat, the leaves became droopy again.
我就跟他奋斗了好几个礼拜。
And I work hard, struggle with this problem for several weeks.
感谢主啊，他终于他那个根呢，大概不知道找到什么地方有水，他站住了。
And thank the Lord, finally the plant's roots seemed to find a spot where the plant was able to stand straight now.
我们基督徒的生命好像有时候也是这样，对不对啊？
Isn't this very much like our Christian life?
就弟兄姊妹唱歌，感谢主啊！这个主日来的时候，水分充足，活了。
We thank the Lord. So many Christians come to the church on Sunday and feel that here is full of water and it seems to come back alive.
经过了一个礼拜之后呢，你看见来聚会的时候都是这样。
After weeks of work, everyone walk into the church, very droopy looking.
所以生命不能离开水。
So you know, life can never be without water.
水源的供应非常的重要。
This source of water is extremely vital.
当然，属灵生命不仅需要水啊。
Of course, spiritual life needs more than this.
我们也需要光。
We also need the sunlight.
你把一个植物放在黑暗里面呢，它也不会长。
If you put a plant in darkness, it will never grow.
我们都知道植物有这个光合作用，需要光的。
We also know plant has this photosynthesis function that it does need light.
有了光啊，你看那个植物长得很清脆啊。
You know when the plant has the light,
it grows green.
Flowers are beautiful.
所以基督徒也是需要活在光的底下。
Therefore, Christians need to live under the sunlight.
没有足够的主的光，生命不会生长。
Without enough of the Lord's sunlight, then this life will never grow.
当然，我们也需要空气，对不对
？Of course, we also need air.
啊，我们基督徒需要的不是光是外面的空气，是属天高空的清气啊，属灵的空气。
We don't need this outward air only, but we also need this spiritual air, this very fresh, bright air from up heaven.
如果教会的这个属灵空气很新鲜
，If the spiritual air in the church is so fresh,
哇，我们呼吸高天的清气
，and we simply breathing this air from on high.
每一个生命呢，都觉得很新鲜。
And every life is fresh, full of very vigorous.
啊，有的聚会啊，你去的时候就感觉那个气压很低，那个沉闷的很。
Some of Christian assemblies, as you walk in, you feel the air seems to be so low. It's so stuffy.
哦，我有一次去加州啊，一个经验，到一个聚会，那聚会人不多，大概二三十个人。
Once I went to a congregation in California. It's a small congregation. It's about just 20 to 30 people.
我从来没有碰见一个聚会的空气是那么沉闷的。
And I have never met a condition like this. The spiritual air in that congregation is so stuffy.
哎呀，我站在讲台上几乎都讲不下去了。
As I was standing on the pulpit, it seems I couldn't go on.
后来我好先讲几个好笑一点的一点的故事。
Therefore, I had to first share some funny stories with them.
奇怪了，我讲这个好笑，他也不笑。
But the funny thing is that even I crack some jokes with them, they would not laugh.
哇，那天啊，从那个聚会出来的时候，我真是闷死了。
So, that day when I came out of the congregation, I myself.
那个地方好像没有空气。
So there was no air in there.
人快要窒息了。
And I was, I couldn't breathe.
啊，我们知道，我们基督徒需要属灵新鲜的空气。
So Christians need spiritual fresh air.
啊，有人形容说，我们的祷告就好像呼吸。
Some people describe Christians' prayers as breathing.
你要有属灵的空气的话呢，这个祷告的灵是舒畅的，对不对
？If you have the spiritual air, then your prayer is so smooth without any hindrance.
所以属灵生命的成长需要属灵的空气。
So for spiritual life to grow, it needs spiritual air.
新鲜的空气。
Fresh air.
当然，我们属灵生命也需要喂养，需要食物。
Of course, our spiritual life also needs to be fed, so we need food.
啊，圣经也描述告诉我们，这个属灵的什么是属灵的食物。
And the Bible also describes to us what is the spiritual food.、
啊、基督徒的属灵食物有两种，今天弟兄姊妹知道吗？有两种。
Young people, do you know there are two spiritual foods?
哪两种？你们讲吗？你们、啊、你们都不吃饭的吗？
Do not all eat
bread and water. No, 只对一个。
That's considered one.
嗯，啊，什么？什么东西？啊，牛奶。哎，对对对对对，你讲的很对。啊，一个是 milk。
You're so
solid food, 对吧？这圣经里面讲的啊。
Solid food,
啊
，That's what the Bible says.
对呀、啊，基督徒的食物一个是奶，一个是干粮。
So Christians' food is milk and solid food.
啊，我们年龄小的时候需要喝奶。
When we're young, we need milk.
慢慢长大之后呢，你就需要怎么吃干粮了，对不对
？And gradually, when you grow up, you need solid food.
哦，我现在有个孙女啊。
I have a granddaughter now.
哦，我看我的儿子啊，一天到晚希望他快快长大。
And as I look at my son, he wishes that his daughter would grow fast.
哇，他才几个月大就给他喂干粮了。
And my granddaughter is just a few months old, and my son started to feed her with solid food.
结果呢，越喂越瘦。
And the more he feeds her, the thinner she becomes.
因为太小了，不能吃干粮。
She's so little, she's not able to take in.
食物对于我们属灵生命的成长非常重要，对不对
？So food is so important to our spiritual growth.
你要常常从主那里得着供应。
If you you have to be fed often by the Lord.
那么除了这些之外。
And apart from all,
还有一个非常重要的条件就是自由的环境。
There is this tremendous important condition that is this free environment.
我们都知道这个不自由的环境呢， 这个人的成长会变成一种畸形的发展。
We know if you're in a free environment that's not free, then you will not grow normally.
你看见那些植物，有时他们在自由的环境里，再加上前面所有的条件的时候，它就生长得非常的好。
You see a plant in a free environment, together with all the other conditions we share, then we know this plant simply grows so well.
你们有没有到这个海边去看过那些树啊？
Have you ever been to the shore to see those trees?
啊，那个因为环境不一样，对吧？
Because the circumstances are different.
那里的树啊，你看起来很奇怪，都好像剪平头的。
The trees there look very strange. It seems that they are cut from the top.
哎，它的树叶这样长的。
Their leaves would grow sideways.
为什么这样长呢？
Why?
因为个海风这么吹。
Because the wind from the sea blows.
天天这么吹，天天这么吹，它只好这么长。
That's how the leaves grow this direction.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们。
Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians.
在今天教会里面有很多所谓的教训之风啊。
Today in the church there is such a thing called the wind of doctrine.
如果不是真理。
If that's not the truth,
是一种人的教训之风。
Then it's the wind of man's doctrine.
呀，天天这么吹呀、啊、吹呀、啊、吹，那个基督徒就这样子歪着脖子这么长。
And if it's blowing toward a Christian daily, and the Christian will grow with their head craned on the side.
所以你会看见很多基督徒，他有这个观念，有那个观念，那个看法，那个意见，就是什么呢？就是那个环境造成的。
So many Christians would have this idea, these opinions, these notions. Why is this? Because they are being living in that kind of environment.
嗯，还有人呢，他们很有本事啊，这个西瓜是圆的，他可以把它做成方的。
And many people, they are able to make a round watermelon into a square-shaped watermelon.
有没有看过？有没有看过那个方的那样
？Square。Watermelons.
Oh, 那个 Japanese 更厉害，他们会把那个西瓜呢做成一个 hard 状态。
And Japanese are even greater. They're very big on this to make watermelon into a hard shape.
哇，这个真的是，哎呀，人家后来说问他们怎么种的呢？
And they would ask them, "How did you plant watermelons like this?"
哦，原来是这样的。
And this is how they do it.
他们把那个西瓜大概长得差不多时候，就把它放在一个方的盒子里面。
When the watermelon grew to a certain time, they would place them into a square box.
所以这个西瓜在里面长，没地方生长嘛，它就变成方的了。
So because the watermelon has no place to grow, then eventually it grows out.Coming out like a square.
那么他把它有的放在那个心形的盒子里面，长出来像个心。
If you put a watermelon into a heart-shaped box, then the watermelon would grow into a heart shape.
啊，所以 Valentine 的时候呢，就送你一个 heart 的西瓜。
So on Valentine's, you would give a heart-shaped watermelon as a gift.
所以这个人呢、啊，会很聪明。
You know, men are so wise.
我们是知道今天在教会里面
And today we know in the church,
也有很多的框框架架的东西
There are so many boxes, frames
啊，所以一个基督徒一蒙恩得救我们就把它放在这个方盒子里面
So once a Christian has been saved by grace we now place him or her into a square box
所以这个基督徒长出来就是方的
So this person grows to be square-like
把它放在一个 heart 的形状里面，它就长出来就像颗心。
Yeah, if you place this person in a heart-shaped box, then this person grows to be like heart-shaped.
弟兄姊妹，你能明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you get it?
啊，年轻弟兄姊妹能明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, young people, do you understand?
这个叫做没有一个自由的环境。
This is a so-called an environment without freedom.
它不能按照神所要它的情况自由的生长。
So he cannot grow.Into the shape that God wants him to.
所以今天你看见在地上各个不同的教派里面的基督徒啊，有的是方的，有的长方形的，有的三角形的，什么形都有。
So today in all the denominations among all the Christians, you could see Christians in different shapes: triangles, squares, rectangular.
错是神的生命。
Indeed, they all have the Lord, God's life.
但是长出来的不是神所要的。
But when the life comes to maturity, it's not the kind that God wants.
所以我常常想啊，圣经告诉我们的，在我们进入永世之前呢。
I often think that, as the Bible tells us, that before we enter into the eternity,
还有一个千年的国度。
There is a kingdom of millennium.
我们知道这个千年国度啊。
We know that.
今天有很多人有很多不同的解释。
People would have different explanations of that.
啊，有的人讲说这个千年国度讲的要受苦炼狱。
Some people say this millennium kingdom is a place for you to suffer, is a purgatory.
啊，这是天主教这么说的。
And this is what the Catholicism says.
那么有的说呢，神要在这里重新的训练。
Others would say that God would retrain you in this millennium kingdom.
我看恐怕也有点这个意思。
And I think it probably does have some meaning to it.
啊，神要把那个什么方方的、长方的、什么三角形的基督徒啊。要用个一千年把它恢复原状。
Because God probably would need 1,000 years to restore all those Christians in different shapes, whether in triangular, square, or rectangular.
你要知道啊，这个有的时候你把它弄成那个情况，再把它转回来，很困难的。
You know, sometimes it is very difficult to restore something back to its original shape.
这可能是其中的一个意义、啊。
Maybe this is one of the meanings of the Millennium Kingdom.
因为神要他的儿女都是个个都是健健康康、正正常常的。
Because God wants His children, every single one, to be normal, to be healthy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
生命的成长
，the growth of life,
自由是一个很重要的一个条件。
For the life's growth, that this freedom is one crucial condition.
主耶稣啊，在马太福音第十三章也讲到了。
The Lord Jesus also mentions this in Matthew 13.
他说：“你看那个撒种的出去撒种。”
The Lord says, "See the sowers who go out to sow."
主就形容了。那个有好几种不同的土壤的光景，对不对
？And the Lord tells us that there are so many conditions of the soil.
有的撒到路旁去了。
Some of them are being scattered on the side.
有的呢撒到土浅石头地上。
Others would be on the shallow ground.
有的呢撒到荆棘里面去。
Others would be onto this thorn.
啊，主在这里形容就是那个生长的环境呢。
God is describing this circumstances growing.
是一个不自由、不正常的环境。
And this is abnormal, not a free.
所以只有撒在好土里面的。
Only those seeds being sowed into good soil.
它能够结出30倍、60倍、100倍。
They will bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold of fruit.
所以圣经告诉我们说，将来的那些按照生命的律成长的好的、成熟的。这些生命就像一个饱满的籽粒啊，神就把它收割起来，放在仓库里。
So the Bible teaches us that those seed that grow according to the good law of growing, that would bear full grain, then God would put them together into the barn.
主不会丢弃我们。
God would never forsake us.
那么对于那些不好的神，就要想办法把它改正它。
But as to those bad ones. God would do everything to rectify them.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
神为什么要把自由给我们
Why is that God wants to give us freedom?
就第一个重要意义就是要让我们的生命能够生长得美好
The very first important meaning is that God wants us to grow a beautiful life.
所以我们刚才讲到在加拉太书啊保罗告诉我们要防备那个奴仆的轭
So in Galatians, Paul tells us, beware of the yoke of bondage.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，主耶稣也有轭，对不对？
But the Bible teaches us also that the Lord Jesus himself also has this yoke.
啊，我们要认识啊，什么是辖制我们的东西。
We have to recognize what are those things that put us under bondage.
要认识什么是约束我们的东西。
To know what are those things that would constrain us.
这个奴仆的轭呢是辖制我们的。
We know that this yoke of bondage is to confine us.
主的轭是约束我们的。
The yoke of the Lord is to confine us.
在认识自由的事情上面。
In the matter of knowing this freedom.
这两件事情你必须要 完全的领会。
You have to fully understand these two things.
我们知道当初哈第一个世纪的时候啊
，We know that in the first century，
保罗所讲到的那个奴仆的额
，When Paul spoke of this yoke of bondage，
他是指着犹太教的那许多的规条和教训说。
He was speaking of all the regulations and ordinances of the Judaism。
因为人把福音像传到了加拉太。
Because people had preached the gospel into the region of Galatia。
啊，保罗把福音传到那里。
Paul did that。
那么后来的这些犹太教的人也跑来了。
And then Judaizers also came along。
告诉他们说，你光信主耶稣基督啊，是不能得救的。
Telling them that it's not enough for you just to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你还要守旧约犹太人的规矩。
You had to keep all the Mosaic law.
守律法。
Keep the law.
要行割礼。
And also the circumcision.
他们就加上了很多的规条。
Therefore, they added so many regulations to it.
保罗说
Paul said
这个不是我们传的福音
This is not a gospel we preach
这是另外一个福音
This is another gospel
那些东西啊是奴仆的额
All those things are the yoke of bondage
如果你们接受这些东西
If you receive all these
那么基督给你们的自由呢就失去了
Then you will lose all the freedom that Christ gave you
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们是神的儿女
We are God's children
我们不是奴仆
We are not slaves
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十五章啊
So the Lord Jesus in John 15
对门徒们说我乃称你们为朋友
He said to his disciples I call you my friends
那弟兄姊妹们主也告诉我们说他说我的轭是容易的我的担子轻省
The Lord Jesus also tells us that my yoke is easy that my burden is light
所以主来他释放我们
So the Lord came to release us
但是呢他也给我们有一点点的约束
He also gives a certain restraint
我们只有在主的这个约束里我们才能享受更大的自由
Only under the Lord's restraint we could enjoy even more freedom
所以保罗说基督已经释放了我们
So Paul says the Lord has made us free
啊，你们一定要怎么样站立得稳
Stand fast
啊，要站得非常的坚定稳固
Stand fast and firm
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
主是如何来释放我们的呢
How does the Lord make us free?
我们知道约翰福音第八章
We know that in John 8
主讲到自由
The Lord speaks of freedom
啊，那是一个很重要的基本的原则
That's a very important basic principle
那么到了加拉太书的时候呢
When we come to Galatians
那么保罗又讲自由
Paul again speaks of freedom.
我们都晓得加拉太书是一本讲自由的书。
We know Galatians is an epistle about freedom.
也可以说呢，加拉太书呢，是约翰福音第八章的延伸和运用。
Or we could say that Galatians is the extension and application of John 8.
主先讲了。
The Lord first has laid it out.
那么保罗就把它运用在教会的里面。
And Paul applies it among the churches.
在加拉太书里面哈。
In Galatians.
如果弟兄姊妹们，我们要明白加拉太书的话。
For us to understand this epistle of Galatians.
我们一定要能认识这里有具备自由本质的四大原则。
We have to know these four principles of this very essence of freedom.
啊，这是在加拉太书里面的一个主干思想。
This is a mainstream thought in this Galatians.
啊，有四个点啊。
There are four points.
啊，第一个。
First.
就是启示。
Revelation.
第二个。
Second.
十字架。
The cross.
第三个。
Third.
基督。
Christ.
那子孙呢？就是那子孙。
That seed.
啊，第四个。
The fourth.
就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
所以这四件事情。
These four things,
他们都具有使人自由的本质。
They all have the very essence to make people free.
啊，如果我们能活在 神的启示里面，
if we could live in the revelation of God,
启示使我们得自由，
then revelation will set us free.
你活在十字架的原则里面，
if you live in the principle of the cross,
十字架使你得自由，
the cross will make you free.
你活在基督里，
if you live in Christ,
基督使你得自由，
Christ will set you free.
你接受圣灵的引导，
if you accept the leading of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵使你得自由，
the Holy Spirit will free you.
啊，这是加拉太书里面非常重要的四个原则。
These are the most crucial four principles in Galatians.
当然了，如果你也有人这样来解释加拉太书。
Well, of course, some other people would explain Galatians in this way.
他们说呢
？They say,
加拉太书当然它的中心和它整个内容都是基督。
The very focus, the very content of Galatians is Christ.
第一章和第二章讲启示。
Chapter 1 and 2 speaks of a revelation.
第三章第四章讲十字架。
Chapter 3 and 4 speak of this cross.
第五章第六章讲圣灵。
5 and 6 speak of the Holy Spirit.
这也是一种很好的看法。
And this is a very good overview of the book.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now,
我们现在呢花一点时间呢，我们把这四个点呢稍微仔细的说明一下。
Now let's spend some time to fellowship on these four points in detail.
主耶稣曾经对着那些犹太人说，
The Lord Jesus once said to those Jews,
他说你们必晓得真理，真理就必叫你们得以自由。
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
我们晓得真理就是神的话。
We know the truth is the word of God.
我们怎么样能够了解真理呢？
How can we understand the truth?
这个需要启示。
We need revelation.
我们如果没有启示，
Without revelation,
我们读主的话就不会明白。
We will not understand the Bible even though we read it.
你就不会知道真理。
And you will not know the truth.
圣经说你晓得真理，真理就是你的。
The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
所以今天呢，我们作为基督徒，
So today as Christians,
我们知道有很多传统的事物啊，是我们很大的一个捆绑。
We know that we're under bondage of so many things from traditions.
今天有很多年轻人呢，一直想要反传统。
Many people today want to be anti-tradition.
我们怎么样来反这个传统？
How can we become anti-tradition?
其实你不需要反。
You don't have to fight against.
你只要得到了启示，
As long as you receive this revelation,
你就从传统里面出来。
Then you will come out from this tradition.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你不在启示里面，
Brothers and sisters, if you're not in revelation,
你就会落在一个传统的里面。
You will fall into this tradition.
那么你就不是一个自由人。
And you're not free.
保罗在加拉太书里面告诉我，
Paul tells us in Galatians,
他说我所得着的东西不是从人来的，
that what I've received is not from man,
也不是人教导我的，
it's not being taught by man,
乃是神启示我的，
it is being revealed to me by God,
因为这个很重要，
and this is extremely important.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们不能得到真正的启示，
if we could not receive this real
revelation, 我们就很可能会落在人的传统里，
it's very possible that we will fall into man's tradition.
所以在彼得这个第二章啊，讲到彼得的时候，
So in chapter 2 when Paul mentions Peter,
他来到比西底的安提阿，
When he came to Pisidia's Antioch,
那他那个时候呢外邦人请他吃饭，
And at that time Gentiles invited Peter over for a meal,
那么还有一些犹太人跟着他一起在那里吃饭，
And many Jews went alone to dine together,
饭吃了一半了，
In a very halfway through the dinner,
那个雅各那里的人来了。
And I said, some people from James came.
哇，彼得呢？一听雅各人来了，很害怕，马上就爬起来就跑掉了。
And upon hearing this, Peter was afraid. Right away, stood up and he simply went away.
结果彼得一跑啊，其他的犹太人也跟着都跑了。
As he fled away, all other Jews followed him.
保罗一看这个不对。
And Paul looked at this and said, "This is wrong."
但保罗心里面想，你彼得还不是一个自由人。
So within Paul's heart, he must have been thinking, Peter, you're not a free person yet. You see, this Judaism is still such a big bondage to you. So very bravely, Paul rose up and to everybody's face, he rebuked Peter.
弟兄姊妹, 我们晓得在这里, 不光是行为的问题。
Brother and sister, we know right here it's not a matter of deeds.
一个是活在启示的光中,
one is living under the light of revelation. The other is falling into man's tradition. We know this power of tradition is extremely great.
今天我们做基督徒啊, 基督教的传统,
today as Christians, so many of us have been falling into the traditions of Christianity.
实在来讲, 我们并不是一个完全的自由人。
Practically speaking, that we are not totally free.
读教会历史人都晓得,
all of those who read the church history will know this.
从第五个世纪开始,
from the 5th century,
教会就落在天主教的形式里。
The church fell into the formality of Catholicism.
这个传统很厉害,
and this tradition is extremely powerful.
捆绑了基督徒一千年之久啊,
it bound Christians for 1,000 years.
最后我们知道怎么样得释放的呢?
And eventually we know how did they get released?
那是有人得到启示。
That is some person received this revelation.
马丁路德和当时在瑞士的 温里那批弟兄们,
Martin Luther and some brothers in Swiss received this revelation.
所以呢，因着这个真理的光进来了,
because of this light that has been shone in,
哎呀, 基督徒才从天主教那个形式里面呢, 这个得释放出来。
And all the Christians are being set free from the formality of the Catholicism.
要不然的话, 今天你我蒙恩得救啊,
otherwise, you and I, even we are saved by grace today.
我们看见那个神父,
and today, as we see the priest, we have to kneel down
亲他的手,
and kiss their hands.
哎呀,
and we are still living under some format.
所以启示使人得自由,
so revelation sets us free. This is extremely crucial.
保罗在加拉太书里面特别特别的提到这个
Paul, especially in Galatians, mentioned this deeds of man.
我们要晓得今天在地上的教会,
we have to know this today, that all the churches on earth,
所受最大的一个影响就是人文主义的东西,
are mostly impacted by humanism.
如果读读人类的历史啊,
as we read a human history,
我们知道在14世纪到17世纪的时候,
from 14th to 17th century,
这个是啊, 欧洲啊, 那个时候所谓的文艺复兴时代,
this was the time of enlightenment in Europe.
啊, 那个文艺复兴呢, 那个我们知道他们留下了很多的这些艺术作品,
during this Renaissance time, that we know they left behind so many art pieces, art facts,
文学、绘画、这个雕刻、音乐上面,
literary painting, music, sculpturing.
那个时代是非常的蓬勃的。
And this period of time was so vibrant.
但是我们晓得嘛, 文艺复兴的中心主体的思想就是人文主义。
But we know the very focus of the Renaissance is humanism.
那个人文主义是什么呢?
Now what is this humanism?
人文主义就倡导说呢, 我们要以人为中心,
it advocates that man should be the center of everything,
来衡量所有一切的事情,
and using man as the very center to measure out everything,
强调人的价值,
it emphasizes the very value of human.
啊, 他们主张这个享乐主义,
they,
那个不要那个禁欲主义,
they do not want any asceticism. They want to enjoy themselves.
人才是这个宇宙的主宰。
Man is the very center of the whole universe.
神不是这个主宰。
God is not a master.
他们讲究文学、讲究科学、讲究理性的东西。
They emphasize rationalism, emphasize all the human thinking.
我们知道那个影响从欧洲 中古时期一直影响到今天。
That impact has started from medieval time all the way until today.
今天在地上的教会。
Today, the churches on earth.
你看见人的这些东西大量的进到教会。
You can see that the human things are greatly being brought into the churches.
人的智慧，人的方法。人的音乐，人的这个艺术，人的什么什么文学、哲学，大量东西进到教会。
Men's wisdom, men's method, men's music, men's literature, and men's wisdom, everything has been brought in.
说起来很好听，我们现在很理性。
And it sounds so very nice to your ears that we're all very rational.
但是事实上呢，是拒绝了神的启示。
But in fact, you have rejected God.
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
我们必须记得
we have to remember
只有启示使我们晓得真理真理才叫你得自由
Only through the revelation you will know the truth and the truth will set you free、
啊、所以这个是加拉太书里面的一个很中心的思想
So this is a very focus in this book of Galatians
所以对于真理你晓得多少你的自由就多就有多少
As much truthThat you have come to know as much you will enjoy your freedom.
基督徒需要神的灵在我们里面来更新我们的心思。
Christians need the Spirit of God to renew our mind.
这是今天我们在主跟前呢必须要持守的一个点。
This is one of the pointer that we need to keep before the Lord.
另外呢就是十字架。
Now,
第二个点十字架。
Is the cross.
在加拉太书里面好多处地方提到十字架。
In the epistle of Galatians, many places.
那个最宝贵的那一节圣经呢就加拉太书二章二十节。
The most precious verse is 2:20.
弟兄姊妹会背吗
Brothers and sisters, are you able to recite it?
啊、会背吗、
yes.
我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着、啊、并且我如今在肉身活着是因信基督、因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
给你们青年弟兄姊妹一点 homework, 好吧?
I will give you young people some homework.
回去把这节圣经背下来。
Memorize this verse.
啊。
When you go home.
Sunday 的时候我问你们。
By Sunday, I will ask you.
看你们会不会背啊。
And To see if you are able to memorize it.
很简单，很重要。
Simple but very important.
这节圣经
This verse.
乃是我们基督徒得胜的秘诀。
It's very secret for us Christians to overcome.
保罗讲，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul says that I've been crucified with Christ.
所以现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
It is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个 secret， 一个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a secret.
我们的生活、啊、常常都是爱，你就不自由。这是我，你就不自由。
When your life is filled with I and I, then you're not free.
如果你是基督，基督，基督，你就自由。
But if it's filled with Christ, 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 then you are free.
很简单。
Very simple.
你能活出基督，你就自由。
When you can live out Christ, then you are free.
你活在自己里面就不自由。
As long as you live in yourself, you're not free.
是吧？我们曾经讲过啊。
Brother and sister, I once mentioned.
有的基督徒呢，这个活在地上呢，哎呀，活得非常的狼狈呀。
Some Christians, when they live on earth, they live so miserably.
我们弟兄讲得很好，从前没信主之前是怕死。
Our brother said so well that before you believe in the Lord, you are afraid of death.
现在呢，信主之后呢，怕活。
Now, after you believe in the Lord, you're afraid of life.
因为活来活去都不像样子。
Because no matter how you try to live out your life, it just isn't the way it's supposed to be.
我们是不是这样呢？
Are we so?
我信主已经四十多年了。
I have believed in the Lord for 40 strong years.
哎呀，直到今天呢，我常常觉得我这活的不对，老是活的不对。
Even today, I still feel I do not live it right.
现在我有很多圣经的知识。
Now I have all the biblical knowledge.
但是我总是活不出来那个样子。
But as I try to live, it just doesn't come out right.
所以有的基督徒啊，怕活。
Therefore, some Christians would even be afraid to live.
那么在这里一个秘诀
Now here, show you a secret
主从来没有叫你去活。
God, the Lord never asked you to live.
是要基督是替你活。
Because Christ lives for you.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，当基督替我们活的时候呢，哎呀，我们就活得很自然。
Now, brothers and sisters, when Christ lives for us, then we live so readily and naturally.
啊，我希望我们大家都能懂得这个道理。
I hope all of us will understand this.
我们在地上有太多太多的难处了。
On earth, we have so many problems.
很多难处啊，我们都解决不了。
We cannot cope with all this.
如果是主，那就没有难处。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord, then He would have no problems.
就要常常思想这句话。
So meditate on this often.
弟兄姊妹，如果真正能够在这里明白了这句话。
Brothers and sisters, if you truly understand this word.
这个真理要使你得自由。
And this very truth will set you free.
我们那个原来的老我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Our old self has already been crucified.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
那么你现在就可以怎么样，活得怎么样，不再是我。
Then it is no longer you who live.
啊，我们有一个姊妹曾经有一次病得很厉害。
One of our sisters once was so ill, gravely.
你就知道生病是最不愉快的事情。
You know, being ill is the most unpleasant thing.
病人是没什么快乐。
Because patients don't have any happiness.
哎呀，那天他告诉我，他说哈，我这两天有个很特别很特别的经历。
But on that day, she told me that over these 2 days, I had such a very strange experience.
他说有一天啊。他在亲近主之后，忽然之间他得释放。
Very special on this very day, as she was having fellowship with the Lord, all of a sudden she was free.
他就觉得这个病呢不在我身上，在主身上。
She felt that her sickness was not on her, but instead on the Lord.
他说、啊、我摸摸头还是发烧的。
She said, I touched my forehead, I still have the fever.
但是我整个人呢充满喜乐。
But my whole being is elated with joy. I'm so happy.
一面发烧，一面快乐。
So on the, I was having fever, but at the same time, I was very joyful.
他在这个时候做了变成一个什么情形？他对于主是主观的，对于病是客观的。你看看。
Now at this point, toward the Lord, she was subjective, but as to the very illness, she was objective.
所以圣经也讲了。辱骂我人的辱骂都落在你身上，你看那个这个，你看这应该是这样吧。
So the Bible says that the reproach of me is being pulled upon the Lord.
如果人家在骂你，正在骂你，你觉得呢？这好像是在骂主，也不是骂我。你有什么难处呢？对不对
？If when other people are reproaching you, and then you feel that they're not doing this to me, but to the Lord, what problem do you have?
因为呢。对于他这样骂我呢，我已经是个死人。
Because as this person is scolding me, but I'm dead already.
啊，你去骂死人，他有反应吗
？When you scold a dead person, would that dead person?
你再怎么骂他，
yes.
没反应。
No matter how you shout at him, he would have no response.
对不对
Only living people would have response.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
这个不是我们基督徒的幻想。
This is not a fantasy.
这是真正的经历。
This is a true experience.
这是加拉太书三章二十节给我们一个宝贵的经历。
This is a very precious experience spelled out in Galatians 2:20.
当然了，我们在实际的生活里面，有的时候呢，哎，你忽然能活在这个情况中就非常好，有的活不在这个情况中，人家骂我们还是很难过，对不对
？Of course, in our real life, if we're able to live in this kind of condition, we feel fine. Otherwise, we feel miserable when other people would yell at you.
我常常有这样的一个情况。
Now, this often happens to me.
有的时候啊，那些人发怨言呢、啊，就这个发怨呢、啊，对你满不满意，这个好像这个责备你的时候，哎呀。心里好快乐，你看奇怪吗？快乐。
Sometimes the brothers and sisters are complaining against me. They simply pour out their unhappiness with me. But I feel very joyful.
哎呀，回家一躺下就睡着了，你根本都被烦恼。
Isn't this a strange thing? I just went home, and the moment my head hit the pillow, I just fell asleep.
有的时候呢，我们也犯了愚昧了。
Sometimes we would. Committed some folly.
不知道活在主里面。
Then we do not know.
不知道依靠十字架。
And we do not know to rely on the cross.
哎呀，苦恼啊，烦恼啊，失眠了就又来了。
So sleeplessness, anxiety, and everything comes.
所以弟兄姊妹们， 十字架
Brothers and sisters, the cross
是使我们得自由的
would set us free.
不再是我
It is no longer I,
乃是基督
but Christ.
这个不要叫它光成为道理
Don't make it simply a doctrine.
你要进入这种的自由
You have to enter into this condition of freedom.
哎呀，那就有福了
Then you are blessed.
那么在加拉太书又讲到第三件事情
Now the third thing that Galatians mentions
讲到基督
is Christ
他指的那子孙
that seed
神应许亚伯拉罕的是给那子孙
the promise that God gave to Abraham is for that seed
所以保罗就在这里啊，对加拉太人呢、啊，在那里告诉他们说呢，神的应许是在律法之先的
So Paul here tells the, all the Galatians that God's promise is before、all the law.
所以我们基督徒是活在神的应许里面。
So we Christians live in the promise of God.
不是活在那个律法的规条。
We do not live under all the regulations of the law.
啊，这个人呢、啊，有的很多时候我们对真理就是不太容易领会啊。
Sometimes we just cannot fully comprehend the truth.
啊，什么叫做应许呢
？Now what is a promise?
应许给你的就是你的了。
When a promise is given to you, it is yours.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情
Oh, what a precious thing this is.
啊，因为我们的神爱我们的缘故。
Because our God loves us.
太多太多的应许。
And he has so many, many promises.
啊，他立跟我们立约。
So he is willing to make a covenant.
就是为了叫他的应许能够达到我们身上。
So that his promises could reach us.
保罗说，人的文约如果立下来都不能改的了。
Paul says, even a man's covenant, if it is settled, it cannot be changed.
那么神的约的话更不能改的。
So when God covenants with us,
it cannot be changed.
These promises have
to come through.
Especially when come to the New Testament.
主耶稣用他的血为新约做保证。
Now the Lord Jesus used his blood to you as an assurance of his covenant.
那么神的应许就一定要临到我们。
So God's promises have to come to us.
所以基督徒只要运用信心接受神的应许。
So Christians simply apply this faith.
我们就活在神的祝福下。
Promises that they will live in his promises. Simple as this.
所以保罗特别讲说呢，我们蒙应许跟那个什么，跟以撒一样。
So Paul especially mentions that.We received the promise just as Isaac did.
哇，你看以撒多好啊
！You see how good Isaac was.
什么都不需要做。
He didn't have to do anything.
连他娶妻子他都不要做。
Even he didn't have to do anything to marry his wife.
哈，他这个比雅各有福多了。
He had more blessings than Jacob.
雅各为他得了个妻子，哎呀，为他的舅父拉班啊，那个辛辛苦苦的这个做苦工啊。
Now Jacob, in order to have His wife worked so laboriously, so hard for his uncle.
他为着爱拉结
because he loved Rachel,
做了七年的苦工
He worked the 7 years of hard labor.
结果结婚那天啊
And on that wedding night,
第二天早上一看了，哇，是利亚，还不是拉结了
On the the very second day after the wedding, he realized it's not Rachel.It's Leah.
然后拉班说好了，你再为我做七年，做七天，那么这个也给你了。
And Laban said, "Well, work for me for another 7 years, then you know, my other daughter will be yours."
以撒有没有这么辛苦呢
？Now, did Isaac have to work so hard?
以撒整天住在帐篷里。
He was just living in the tent daily.
当然，我们也不知道他做什么。
Of course, we didn't know what he was doing there.
那么有空就出去散散步。
Maybe when he had time, he would simply walk out,
看看
take a walk, to look at all the beautiful sceneries.
到那时候饭菜也来了就吃。
And when it's about time, all the food would be brought to him.
一点都不忧虑。
He had no worries.
长了那么大年纪，从来没想到什么有天要结婚的。
Even when he was so old that he didn't never think of the thing of marriage.
结果是谁替他忧虑呢？
And
he
was worried about him.
他爸爸替他忧虑，对不对啊？
His father.
亚伯拉罕替他忧虑。
Abraham was worrying about him.
以撒怎么搞的？一天天长大了，20岁、30岁、40岁还不结婚呢？
As Abraham looked at his son, 20, 30, 40, and he's still single.
那么只好呢，就好了，把他那个老仆人找来来。
Therefore, he called his old servant.
你往巴拿那边去，帮我的儿子找个。
go to that Aram and find my a wife for my son.
哇，这个老仆人呐，带了十匹的什么骆驼，对吧
？So this old servant
actually bring a little tank. 哇，跑到老远的地方去啊，绕个大弯子，那么，嗯。
Took a lot of gifts. Took a long way around to bring Rebecca back to Isaac.
圣经记载什么呢
？And what does the Bible say?
以撒一看见利百加就爱他，就结婚了，就这样。
The moment Isaac set his eye look upon Rebecca, he loved him, and they got married.
哈，你看这个以撒多么的这个侠义啊
！So you see what an easy life Isaac had.
所以有时候我跟一些青年弟兄姊妹讲，你没结婚嘛，不用着急，不要整天忧虑的啊。
So sometimes I tell the young people that if you're single, don't you worry so much.
要安息。
You have to have this rest.
要学以撒。
You have to learn from Isaac.
你不用担心，让天父替你担心。
Don't you worry. Let your heavenly Father worry for you.
哎呀，有的人呢，那个相亲这个，相亲那个。
Some people would go to different places to find their mate.
有一个弟兄呢，相亲呢是40-50个，到现在还没结婚。
There is one brother who has gone to 40-50 meetings for mates, but still, he's not successful yet.
我们忘记了，我们是蒙应许的子孙。
We've forgotten that we're children of promises.
神已经应许我们了。
God has promised us.
你要有信心相信。
You have to have this faith to believe in Him.
神到了时候，神就给你祝福。
At due time, God will give you His blessing.
真的，我们有一个弟兄啊，我们大家都想他，大概这辈子不会结婚，他已经50-some-odd岁。
This is true. We have a brother who is over 50 years old, and we think he probably will never get married all his life.
哎呦，前年呢，有一天呢，他这个很紧张的跑到我家里面来。
But the year before last year, he was so nervous at running to my house.
他打了电话给我，他说：“弟兄，我一定要见你。”
He called me and said, "Brother son, I have to see you."
你什么事情？他说见了面再说。
I said what's wrong? He said I will tell you when I see you.
那我在家里面很紧张，等着他来了。
And so I was nervous sitting at my house waiting for him.
很紧张的坐在那里。
He was also very nervous.
因为这个弟兄啊，平常很少讲话，不太说话。
Brother would not speak much usually.
一开口说我要结婚了。
When he opened his mouth, he said, "I'll get married." I was so taken aback.
结婚了。
You're going to get married?
我说真的假的真的
I said real
后来我们教会里面弟兄姊妹都知道大家都很震惊啊他50-some-odd岁了
Everyone was so shocked when people in the church heard about this because he's over 50
感谢主给他一个很好的姊妹
And we thank the Lord has given him such a wonderful sister
所以呢我们要知道我们是活在应许里面的
We have to know we live in the promises
当然，这个不仅是为着我们生活上这些事情说。
Of course, these promises are not only about the daily needs.
弟兄姊妹们，神还给我们有更大的应许。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us even more greater.
将来进入永世，我们在主跟前要蒙福。
That is when we enter into the eternity, we will be blessed by.
所以你想想看，你有了这么大的一个应许的时候呢，你的生活还需要忧虑吗？
Think about this. Since you have so great a promise, why would you worry about your life?
我们中国人常常讲啊。
The Chinese often have this saying.
这个就庸人自扰，对不对啊
？Foolish people will trouble themselves.
其实我们忧虑来忧虑去，忧虑了半天了，到最后结果还是那样。
We worry this, we worry that. In the end, it's just like that.
求主让我们能认识什么是神的应许。
May the Lord help us understand what is His promise.
啊，不必要整天兢兢业业，好像活在律法里，守那个守那个守，守了半天呢，守的苦的要命。
We do not have to live so circumspectly or so fearfully to observe all the laws.
你只要学习活在基督里。
Simply to learn to live in Christ.
所以说，神的儿子若让你自由，你就真自由了。
So if the Son of God sets you free, you are free.
其实原文呢，你看那个神的儿子那几个字是没有，他的儿子是我们真自由。
In the original, it says the Son makes you free. You are free.
耶稣今天呢，你已经站在一个儿子的地位上了。
Today you are taking the position as a son. You are not a slave.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
啊，这个律法呢，只不过是训蒙的师傅。
The law is simply the tutor.
啊，对你年幼的弟兄姊妹，有的是需要教导教导，做一点。
Now for some young brothers and sisters,
当你一长大成人的时候，你就不需要这些东西。
Is used as guidance, but as you grow up, that you don't need.
保罗进一步的解释告诉我们。
And Paul would take it one step further.
律法只是为了叫人知罪。
Law is to make you be conscious of the sin.
为什么叫你知罪呢
？Why?
就是说。要你相信耶稣基督
so that you could believe in Christ Jesus.
那么你要把所有的罪你要交给主
You have to commit all your sins to the Lord.
这是我们得救的故事
And this is the story of our salvation, the law.
律法终极的目的是把我们引到基督那里去
The very end of the purpose of the law is to lead us to Christ.
并且因着基督的缘故
And for the sake of Christ.
我们得着神丰富的产业
We will receive this abundant inheritance of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
Oh, brothers and sisters.
神爱我们
God loves us.
天父何等的富有啊
Oh, how rich our Heavenly Father is.
你知道吧，你得救的那天开始
Do you know that on the very day you are saved, you become God's children?
神就给你预备什么产业
And God has already prepared this inheritance for you.
啊，我们晓得今天呢，这些有钱的父母啊，
We know that today's rich parents,
甚至像我们这没有钱的父母啊
or even as parents who are not as rich.
我们有儿女的话，我们总想啊，将来如果走的话，总要留点什么东西给他们了。
Well,
对对
as long as we have children, we would think that after our passing, we
have
to leave certain things behind.
假使你很富有的话呢
？If you're very rich.
啊，我想可能在座我们很多弟兄姊妹都已经在想，我将来要把什么给这个儿子，什么给女儿，你恐怕都已经在想了，对不对
？I suppose many of our brothers and sisters here have already been thinking what I should leave for my daughters or my sons.
会不会啊？
Are you doing this?
有很多人已经立遗嘱了。
Some people have written their will.
对不对啊
？Isn't that right?
那个遗嘱里面讲了这个什么多少给儿子，多少给那个，都已经分配好，每个都有。
The will would speculate what portion of your riches would go to whom.
我们的天父是何等的富有啊
！Our heavenly Father, how rich!
虽然他的儿女千千万万。
Although he has thousands of pounds of salary,
但是每一个人都有产业。
But everyone will have inheritance.
哇！所以我们有首诗歌唱着说，今天我们已经成了富豪啊。
So one of the hymns says, "Today we have become millionaires."
哼，好多基督徒唱的好高兴啊。
Some Christians, as they sing this, they're very happy.
哎呀，快要有钱了。
Yes, we're going to be rich.
成为富豪啊。
We'll become millionaires or billionaires.
然后回家就做白日梦啊，就想着有什么哪天钱掉下来了不会的。
And then when you go home, you will be doing this daydreaming. Maybe one day this great riches will fall down from heaven.
但是将来你进入永世的时候呢
？But when you enter into the eternity,
那个要比你想象的更丰富。
The abundance is much more than you can imagine.
啊，可惜今天呢，真正有这样属灵眼光的人不太多。
It's quite a shame not too many today have this spiritual insight.
在教会历史上
，in church history，
我们看有很多人已经开始进入这个产业，享受这个丰富。
We see many people have already entered into this abundance, enjoying this inheritance.
像保罗已经在那里享受神。
Just like Paul, he is already enjoying all the riches of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters。
这个千年国度啊
，This millennium kingdom
还有另外一方面的意义
，has another meaning to it。
这个千年国度被称作禧年，对不对
？It's called a jubilee year。
哎，如果你读旧约的圣经利未记的时候
，If you read Leviticus in Old Testament，
这个禧年对于犹太人来讲实在是太宝贵了。
This jubilee year is so precious to Israelites。
就七七四十九年之后，第五十年是禧年。
The after 49 years，
在禧年时候。有什么事情要发生呢
？On the 50th year is the jubilee year, and what's going to happen on that year?
就是你在迦南地原来所有的地，通通要还给你。
That is all your land, land in Canaan would be restored to you.
如果你的儿女做了奴隶了，他也把它释放出来。
If your children were slaves, they will be set free.
所以这个禧年就是要归还所有的产业。
Jubilee year simply means.That's restoring all the inheritance to you.
所以我常常对弟兄姊妹说
So I often tell.
今天呢，我们对于主的救赎来讲
Today, as to the Lord's redemption.
我们只注重那个救
We only emphasize being saved.
不明白那个赎。
We do not understand the redeeming part.
这个赎是更大的恩典。
This redemption is even the greater grace.
所以有的人在今天地上不好好的爱主啊。
So today on earth, some people do not love the Lord dearly.
丧失很多产业。
They've lost so many inheritances.
所以神用千年国度的时间来给你赎回来。
So God would use all this time of millennium kingdom to redeem everything back to you.
到永世的时候呢
When the eternity comes.
父神原来给你的产业你就通通得着
The inheritance that Father God originally has allotted to you.
哇是圣经里面何等的思想啊
What a thought in the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们明白吗
Do we understand this?
我这样讲，我看很多人还不大相信。
As I'm speaking, I see not, some of you do not believe it.
因为看我们的表情，好像还不知道有那回事。
As I look at your facial expression, it seems that some people don't even understand it.
不，弟兄姊妹，你要去明白圣经。
Now, brothers and sisters, understand your Bible.
神在基督里。
God in Christ.
已经把产业给了我。
Has already given you the inheritance.
基督是我们的产业。
Christ is our inheritance.
我们也变成他的产业。
And we become his inheritance.
今天我们是一般承受产业的人。
Today we're people who have inherited heritage.
你如何享受这个产业呢
？How do you enjoy your heritage?
只有在基督里得到自由。
Only in Christ, when you have received the freedom,
你享受这个丰
富。And you will enjoy this.
因为你是活在家的里面。
Because you live in home.
我们知道在家里面的儿女最自由，对不对
？We know children who live in home are the most free.
啊。我想你们做年轻孩子的人都晓得，回到自己爸爸妈妈家里很自由。
Young people, as you are children of your parents, when you go home, you're very free.
等你们回家就是一回家，冰箱拿开了有什么吃什么。
Once you go home, you will open the refrigerator, whatever is inside, you simply take it out.
管它这是爸爸的东西，妈妈的东西吃。
Whether it belongs to your dad or your mom, you can just eat it.
有的时候。你知道我们从前我一打开看哎呦 我儿子把我东西吃掉了
Just like it used to be that I opened my refrigerator I said oh my son ate my stuff
我不生气、啊、
But I was mad
我很高兴、啊、
I was actually happy、
哎、他终于肯吃东西了
Oh he was willing to eat good
是不是呢儿子很自由在家里面
So you see son is so free in his home
回到家里面这个衣服一脱那里一丢这个鞋子一丢哪里一躺、啊、
When he goes home he simply take off his clothing
因为这是你的家
and take off shoes and you know enjoys himself because this is your home
你是儿子
because you are the son
是不是呢
isn't it so
今天我们在神的家中
today we're in God's house
神不是要我们乱来啊
of course God does not want
可是我们可以享受家的自由的
order, but we can enjoy the freedom of the house
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
感谢主
we thank the Lord
神的救恩带领我们回到父的家
God's salvation has led us back to the Heavenly Father's house
你要知道你自己是一个儿子站在儿子的地位上
you have to know you're standing in the position as a son
你就有这种自由
then you will have this freedom
那么第四个点
now the fourth point
在加拉太书里面多多的提到圣灵
in Galatians it mentions so many times the Holy Spirit
他告诉我们我们是从圣灵入门的。
It tells us that we enter by the Holy Spirit. We have begun by the Holy Spirit.
感谢神呢，这个圣灵呢，在旧约时代中被称作是应许之灵。
The Holy Spirit in Old Testament is called the Spirit of Promise.
神是应许亚伯拉罕。
God has promised Abraham.
但是今天呢，我们这些因着信。与亚伯拉罕一样的人就得着了应许的圣灵。
But today we by faith are just like Abraham have received this promise.
圣灵在我们里面吗
？Is the Holy Spirit within us？
青年的弟兄姊妹，年轻弟兄姊妹，有没有把握圣灵已经在你们里面呢
？Young brothers and sisters, do you have this assurance that Holy Spirit is within you？
有没有把握
？Yes。
是吗
？Yes。
Good。
Good。很好。
太好了。这个答案太好了
Wonderful, wonderful answer But just one person replied
其他人有没有
What about the rest of you?
有没有圣灵在你里面
Do you have Holy Spirit within you?
没有把握
You're not that sure
今天回家好好祷告
Go home and pray hard
要让圣灵住在我们的里面
Let the Holy Spirit indwell you
那么神赐圣灵给我们做什么呢
Why does God give God gives us
the
Holy
Spirit.
He wants us to learn to rely on Him.
那所以这里告诉我们, 你要靠着律, 靠着圣灵啊,
rely on the Holy Spirit.
啊, 靠着圣灵,
rely
然后呢,
on Him.
要顺着圣灵,
you have to follow the Holy Spirit.
啊, 在基督徒属灵, 的生活经历里面,
in Christians, a spiritual experience,
学习顺服圣灵, 非常重要,
it's extremely crucial to learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
这可以说今天我们的生活里面, 最宝贵的一个指引,
actually, this is the most precious leading among our lives.
因为圣灵也被称作是引导人的灵,
because the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of the Guide.
你跟着圣灵走, 你就有自由。
As you follow the Holy Spirit, you will have freedom.
哎, 我们千万不要这个很愚昧啊,
don't be so foolish.
自以为聪明。
And think yourself to be very wise.
啊, 我们说这个路我们会走,
and we say, oh, I know how to walk in this way.
弟兄姊妹, 我们看见太多弟兄姊妹, 太聪明了。
Brother and sister, we have seen so many brothers and sisters who think they're so wise.
他要照自己的方法走,
the way that I want to.
我现在不需要怎么依靠圣灵, 我自己就能走了。
Now, right now, I don't need to rely on the Holy Spirit. I can do it myself.
结果就走到错误里去了,
and then he simply walked into error.
啊, 你看这个彼得,
take a look at Peter.
那么, 到了《使徒行传》第九章的时候啊,
when we come to Acts 9,
他那个时候, 他这个属灵的光景已经达到一个巅峰状态了。
At that time, his spiritual condition has reached the climax.
我们实在很羡慕他。
And we really admire him.
啊, 他在那个马路上走过, 那个影子照着什么人的病就好了。
As if he walked on the road, wherever the shadow fell upon, that person would be healed.
弟兄姊妹,你羡不羡慕啊?
Brother and sister, don't you admire
him?
Oh, I admire him.
啊, 因为有的弟兄姊妹有病,
because sometimes when brothers and sisters are sick, I pray so hard until they're not
healed.
Peter didn't even have to pray.
他只要走过去,
he simply walk by with the shadow upon that sick person and the person is healed.
啊, 到最后他叫多加从死里复活。
And at last, and he even make Dorcas to be raised up.
但是到了第十章的时候呢,
but when we come to chapter
当他要往哥尼流家里去的时候,
when he is about to go to Corinius,
他还需要圣灵重新启示他,
he still needs Holy Spirit to give him new revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 从最年幼的弟兄姊妹,
from the youngest brother
到最老练的基督徒,
to the most mature Christian,
都需要圣灵的指引,
each one needs the Holy Spirit's lead.
这条路我们向来都没走过,
because this is the way we have never walked.
但是你不需要害怕,
but don't you feel,
弟兄姊妹有引路的,
brothers and sisters, you have a guide.
啊, 所以我这些年常常鼓励弟兄姊妹们, 你怎么样顺着圣灵呢?
So brothers and sisters, all these years, as I'm encouraging brothers and sisters how to follow the Holy Spirit,
要按照里面的膏油走,
you have to walk according to the anointing within you.
有高油的时候就走, 没高油就停下来。
If you have the anointing, you walk. Without it, you simply stop.
圣灵引导我们。
The Holy Spirit is leading us.
神对于我们唯一的要求就是顺服圣灵。
The only requirement that God has for us to follow the Holy Spirit, if you do so,
圣灵带领你的生活就会结出许多的果子来。
Your life under the leading of the Holy Spirit will bring so many fruits.
哇, 加拉太书讲到有九种的果子, 对不对?
And Galatians mentions 9 fruits.
啊, 有仁爱, 喜乐, 和平, 忍耐, 恩慈, 良善, 信实, 温柔, 节制。
You'll see here, you love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这里的每一个果子都是我们所需要的。
Every single fruit is what we need.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们能顺从圣灵,
if we were able to obey the Holy Spirit,
我们也不需要活在什么, 活在情欲的这个征战的里面,
then we don't need to live under the struggle of flesh.
圣灵的引导实在是宝贵,
the leading of the Holy Spirit is so precious.
我讲一个实际的例子,
now I would like to share with you one true example. This is especially for our young people.
注意听啊,
so listen to it carefully.
我们都晓得今天呢, 这是一个危险的时代。
We all know that today is a very dangerous time.
我们天天这个玩电脑上网。
Daily we would play game and get on internet.
我们都知道那个电脑里面有很多可怕的东西。
And we know that in the computer there's so many evil things.
啊，有一个年轻人，年轻的弟兄。
One young brother.
啊，受不起这个引诱试探。
Couldn't resist this temptation.
每次电脑一打开。
Every time when he turns on the computer.
那个色情的东西就吸引他。
The pornography thing simply attracts him.
他开口看。
Well, at first he's just
里面心里良心不平安。
And then he feels that is this uneasiness of his
到以后看到一个地步啊。
But when he is
他完全没把它胜过。
And he simply cannot overcome it.
每一次打开电脑。
Every time he turns
on
the computer, he has
看完了就不
to watch it.
不平安。
And after that, he has no peace.
哎呀，这个里面的挣扎非常的厉害。
So this is, there is this great struggle within. It's really painful.
这样觉得自己做基督徒非常的失败。
And he feels that he's such a failure.
也常常跪在主面前向主认罪，求主赦免。
So he kneels down before the Lord, confesses his sins, asks the Lord for forgiveness.
但是只要电脑一打开，这个试探瘾就胜不过。
He turns on the computer, he just cannot overcome this weakness.
哎呀。就活在这样的光景中活了很长一段时间。
So he lived in such a condition for many, many years.
直等到一天
Until one day,
读以赛亚书的时候
As he read the book of Isaiah,
中间有一句话
There is one verse there.
他说闭眼不看邪恶
Close your eyes, do not look at evil.
闭眼不看邪恶
Close your eyes, do not look at evil.
从前呢也读到这些话
Well, before he read this verse
但读这些话的时候呢就像个道理一样过去了
But it was just simply a teaching
但是那一天很奇妙
How that is so wonderful
圣灵的膏油涂抹在这句话上
Now, the Holy Spirit anointing applied to this verse
你知道所有主的话一经过圣灵的膏抹就有能力了
You know all of God's words once the Holy Spirit has anointed with His
很奇妙从那天开始起
It's so amazing, starting from that day.
他里面就有了一种的力量。
He had this power within him.
他再打开电脑的时候呢
Once again, when he turned on the computer,
这些东西啊对他来讲没有吸引力。
These things had no attraction to him anymore.
他们看一点都不难过了。
He wouldn't bother him if he would not look at them. Brothers and sisters,
要学习顺从膏油的引导。
Learn to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这个膏油能救我们脱离肉体的情欲。
This anointing will deliver us from the lust of flesh.
从那天开始起。
From that time on.
我们的弟兄是一个自由人。
Our brother was a free person.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在试探引诱的跟前。
Before this temptation and allure,
我们实在是一个受被捆绑的人，对不对
？We are truly people being bound.
你需要神的灵在你身上做工。
You need the God Spirit to work on you.
所以在哥林多后书那里讲到
，So in Second Corinthians,
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
圣灵也是使我们自由的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit that will set us free.
犹太人呢他们所以能脱离犹太教的捆绑
The reason that Jews could be delivered from all the bondage of the Judaism
他们就是需要接受圣灵在里面的引导叫他们的脸能转向基督
It's because they have been led by the Holy Spirit who would turn their face towards Christ
他们几次转向基督帕子就从脸上掉下来
Whenever they turn their heart to ChristThe veil upon their heart will be taken away.
他们就从传统里面出来。
And they will come out from tradition.
他们就成了一个自由的人。
And they become free people.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters,
加拉太书
Galatians,
是一本讲到圣徒自由的一本书。
It's an epistle about the freedom of the saints.
所以在这里面有四个重要的点。
And there are four important points here.
他们都具备自由的本质。
They all have the very essence of freedom.
所以如果我们能够活在这些原则的里面
So if we can live under this principle,
我们才是一个真正的自由。
Then we will become really free.
老实讲，今天自由世界外面的自由是叫人更不自由的。
Frankly speaking, in this free world, this outward freedom only makes you even more unfree.
这个自由变成一种的放纵。
this freedom has become indulgence.
所以保罗提醒我们。
So Paul reminds us.
不能把真理领会错了。
You shall not misunderstand.
圣经所说的自由，不是我们今天所想象的那种自由。
This freedom spelled out in the Bible is not the freedom we think of today.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，如果从年轻时候你就明白这个道理，你是有福的。
Now our young brothers and sisters, if from your youth you understand this doctrine, then you are very blessed.
有的年轻人一天到晚就想争取自由。
Because so many young people every day they want to fight for their freedom.
啊，有时候一回到家里面，这个妈妈唠唠叨叨的，爸爸管，真是不自由。希望赶快长大，一天就可以飞了。
They feel when they go home, the mom is so nagging, and the father, control too many things. They want to get out of the house so they could have this freedom.
结果呢，跑到外面去有自由吗
？But when they go out, do they have freedom?
更不自由。
They are not free even more.
所以我们基督徒的自由不是这种自由。
Therefore, the Christian's freedom is
not this. 那种自由呢，叫你肉体的放纵，这个反而是一。
Now, that freedom will lead you to the indulgence of the flesh. That's even more of the bondage from the enemy.
彼得呢，提醒我们这些侍奉主的人。
Peter also reminds all of us who serve the Lord.
其实呢，我们每一个神的儿女都应该做神的仆人。
Actually, every child of God is a servant of God.
他说神的仆人呢，不可以借着自由来掩盖罪恶。
God's servant will never use this freedom to cover your sin.
这个意思告诉我们，神的仆人是没有自由可以作恶的。
It simply tells us, as God's servant, you do not have the freedom to commit evil.
因为呢，我们呢，侍奉主多年呢，很多的道理我们都会讲了。
Because after we serve the God for so many years, we know all the doctrines.
啊，我们就有时候为着自己所犯的错误，用圣经的话来解释。
Sometimes we simply want to explain all our sins by God's word.
你看这些年在美国不是这样吗？
Don't you see so many years in America? This is.
有的教会里面那个同性恋的人很多。
In the church, there's so many homosexuals.
那么怎么解释呢
？How do they explain this?
这个神的仆人就说了，只要是真正出于爱的就可以了。
Then the God servant would say, "Well, if this is truly from God's love, then we could do this."
爱是无罪的。
Because love is sinless.
只要你出于真诚的爱，就可以。
Out of your sincere love, you could become homosexual. Do you think that's how dreadful this is?
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
啊，所以不要用自由来遮盖罪恶。
Do not cover your sins with freedom.
还有的更糟糕。
And something even worse.
允许别人自由。
They promise other people to have freedom.
自己却做败坏的奴隶。
And they themselves become corrupt slaves.
我们常讲，你不可以做这个，不可以做，结果自己做啊。
And we often tell people not to do this and that, but we ourselves do them.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们说，这些人是假先知、假师傅。
The Bible teaches us that these people are the false prophets, false teachers.
给人假的自由。
They simply give people false freedom.
彼得告诉我们说
Peter tells us,
你被谁制服，你就是谁的奴仆。
Whoever you are being enslaved, and to that person, you are his slave.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主已经使我们得自由。
The Lord has set us free.
所以不要再被奴仆的轭辖制住。
Do not be entangled again by the yoke of bondage.
今天如果我们要属灵的生命成长的美好。
Now, today, if we want to have a wonderful spiritual life,
基督徒必须明白什么是自由。
Christians have to understand what is freedom.
我们要活在基督的自由。
We have to live in the freedom of Christ.
你的属灵的生命成长才是美丽。
And then your spiritual growth will be excellent.
今天拦阻这个生命成长的东西实在是太多了。
Today, things that would obstruct your spiritual growth are too many.
我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
主告诉我们。
The Lord tells us.
你晓得真理，真理就必叫你得自由。
You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
神的儿子若叫你自由，你就真自由。
If God's Son makes you free, then you are free.
认识十字架的同时。
Knowing the union with Christ on the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，十字架使你得自由。
Brothers and sisters, Christ will set you free.
顺从圣灵。
Following the Holy Spirit.
也能够使你得自由。
you will also be made free.
所以加拉太书里面四个重点。
So these are the four important points in the Epistle of Galatians.
青年弟兄姊妹记得吗? 大家记得吗?
Young brothers and sisters, do you remember this?
Everybody, 这是加拉太书的主干。
Do you remember this, the main theme?
你如果抓住这几个重要的点, 你就把加拉太书就解开来了。
If you are able to grasp these four important points, you are able to unfold the whole Epistle.
这具备自由性质的四个大的要素。
Now the four great elements of the very essence of freedom.
我们一起来讲一下好不好?
Let's all say it together. What's the first one?
你中文先来, 中文是,
Chinese first.
启示, 英文呢?
English.
Revelation. 第二个呢?
Second.
十字架,
Cross.
第三个,
Third.
基督,
Christ.
第四个,
Fourth.
圣灵,
Holy Spirit.
我们希望主借着加拉太书。
I hope that the Lord, through this Galatians,
在这里重新一次的给我们里面有非常好的一个提醒。
Will once again remind us
愿主回来的日子之前,
that before the Lord returns,
每一个基督徒, 每个弟兄姊妹都是自由人,
every Christian, every brother and sister is a free person.
让主所已经给我们的生命,
so that the life that the Lord has given us,
在这种自由的环境里面,
in this free environment, will grow well.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Your head bowed, let's have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
你来了就是要叫我们得自由。
That you came to set us free.
你要把我们从仇敌的手中释放出来。
You will deliver us from the hand of our enemy.
你要把我们从罪恶的权势中释放出来。
And deliver us from the dominion of sin.
也把我们从死亡的权势底下释放出来。
And also from the dominion of death.
你要把我们从肉体里面释放出来。
And also from flesh.
你要把我们从律法底下释放出来。
From law.
你把我们从传统里面释放出来。
You also deliver us from tradition.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你为着我们的自由。
For our freedom.
你付上了何等重大的代价。
What a tremendous price.
而且今天我们真是能够认识这些真理。
Oh, if today that we would really understand these truths.
好叫这些真理能够带领我们过自由的生活。
So this truth will lead us to have a free life.
主啊，我们知道这个真理。
We know that this very truth is yourself.
愿我们知道如何活在你的里面。
Help us know how to live in you.
好像你所赐给我们的生命,
so that the life you've given us,
能够有一个美好的成长,
will have this excellent growth.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
过去的日子, 我们也许犯了很多的错误。
For the past days, we had made so many mistakes.
主啊，你赦免我们。
Oh Lord, forgive us.
今天重新的一次把我们带到你的面光里面。
Today once again bring us into the light of your countenance.
让我们的生命能有自由的成长。
So that our life can grow freely.
好叫你回来的时候,
so that when you return,
在地上实在有很多美丽生命的见证。
So that on earth there will be so many witnesses of your wonderful life,
可以荣耀你自己的生命,
to glory your Holy Spirit.
谢谢你晚上与我们众人同在。
We thank you for your presence this evening.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Don't want to walk in the Lord's way, they want to walk in their own way. And in the end, they all enter a dead end.
哎呀, 碰见难处的时候, 没办法。
When they come to